Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
7:45, Tommy Tucker, WWL, a rainy Thursday, Wednesday, March 24th. Not as bad, the National Weather Service is saying, as it was yesterday and overnight, but it's still thundering like crazy here in Belchase and driving Betsy the Boxer, unfortunately, crazy. There's a lot of, first of all, our WWL opinion poll is asking you about your vaccination status, and you can go to WWL.com and answer it. We'd love to see where you stand on this, or what your status, because that's what we're asking, your vaccination status, what with over a million people in Louisiana having received at least one dose of COVID-19 and eligibility expanding, what is your status? 50% fully vaccinated, 40% got one dose, 5% still waiting, 5% not getting vaccinated. Dr. Fred Lopez joins us now, our friend, our guest, professor of infectious diseases specialist, professor and infectious diseases specialist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. Good morning, Dr. Fred. How you doing?
Good, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm great, sir. I am halfway toward being fully vaccinated, and in 2 weeks I get part two. And I had the Pfizer, and I don't even think my arm was sore from it. So I would advise everybody to go get vaccinated. Have I told you that they broke in four needles trying to get them into my guns, Doc? Into these arms?
You have not.
I felt bad. I even offered to pay for them because it's like, I'm sorry. I understand you're trying to pierce steel here, but I'm seeing a quote here from Dr. Fauci about the dust up between, or maybe it's more than that, AstraZeneca and the board that wrote a letter deeply concerned with their research. And he says any type of thing like this could unfortunately contribute to a lack of confidence in the process. And when I read this, and it's happened on both sides, and it's unfortunate that there are two sides of a vaccine or an illness, but the misinformation, and it's like, all we got to do is stick to the truth and put this behind us. So what is going on, if you will, in the scientific community with the AstraZeneca vaccine and I guess a board that oversees what medications are safe? Am I close to it there?
Yeah. So the story started on Monday when AstraZeneca released its results from a large, more than 30,000 person study that occurred in U.S., Peru, and Chile. And what they reported was that their vaccine was 79% effective in preventing symptomatic COVID-19 infections. It was 100% effective for preventing severe and critical illnesses and hospitalizations. So extremely effective vaccine. It also gave data revealing that adults that were 65 years of age or older, the efficacy of the vaccine was 80%. And importantly, because in some countries in Europe, they had suspended giving this vaccine because of the concern over blood clots, the U.S., Peru, Chile study revealed no increased risk for blood clots in general, again, alleviating some concern about that as a potential side effect. So very good data released on Monday by AstraZeneca regarding its vaccine. And this is data that we've been waiting on for months in order to inform us about what we'll do with respects to authorization of this vaccine. Well, late Monday, the Data and Safety Monitoring Board, which worked with AstraZeneca looking at the data, from their study, notified the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which Dr. Fauci is the head of, as well as AstraZeneca, that it was concerned by information that had been released by the company, AstraZeneca, that may have included outdated information and may have provided an incomplete view of the efficacy data. AstraZeneca followed up saying that the 79% efficacy data came from interim results that were current as of February 17th, and that those data appeared consistent with more recent data, but that they would immediately share its latest data with the Safety and Monitoring Board. So that's where we are right now, and there is concern because of the fact of this. This is not irregular exchange between the safety and the data and safety monitoring board and the company with which it's working. Usually they go hand in hand in terms of what's released based on the interpretation of the data. So vaccine hesitancy and people reading about this and wondering whether the data is real and is it really this good of a vaccine, because maybe the results aren't as accurate as they appear to be. Is something that could undermine the continued rollout of vaccines, particularly amongst people who have some degree of hesitancy about receiving them.
Let me take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to ask you, is the problem primarily with the efficacy or the side effects or both? One of your colleagues quoted in the New York Times, Dr. H. Cody Meisner, saying, you know, the anti-vaccine community is going to use this as fodder to argue that pharmaceutical companies are always deceptive. And that's my fear, and it makes you put, you know, like the emoji where you put your head in your hands, and it's like, holy moly. 7:51, time for traffic now, WWL. It is 7:56, got another code word coming up for you, the $1,000 nationwide cash contest. About 2 minutes left with Dr. Fred Lopez, our friend, professor, and infectious diseases specialist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. We're talking about the AstraZeneca vaccine. Dr. Fred, a couple of quick questions for you. First of all, was this about efficacy only, or did side effects enter into it? And in terms of the other vaccines, has there been any problem with any serious side effects from any of the others?
Yeah, so this trial was like other phase 3 trials that we've heard about, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, looked at tens of thousands of people and looked for both safety and efficacy. And based on the results, again, that were initially released on Monday by AstraZeneca, it looks to be both safe and effective. And safe in the area where there had been some concerns regarding blood clots, and effective in the sense that it prevents serious illness, 100% efficacy, in fact, and 79% in preventing symptomatic disease. Now, that may change a little bit with the data that will be shared now with the Data and Safety Monitoring Board that's more recent, but it looks good, and it looks as good. It looks like a winner based on that type of data that was released earlier this week. The vaccines in general have proven to be very effective and safe so far. We're still monitoring the effects on cases, hospitalizations, and deaths as we roll out vaccines all around the world. In the United States, we have 3 currently approved and being administered, and this AstraZeneca vaccine may very well be the next one that will be evaluated by the FDA for emergency use, presumably emergency use authorization. This vaccine and its trials, even based on the data that was released by AstraZeneca on Monday, will still need to go through the regular FDA approval process. So it's going to get a very thorough evaluation and vetting by the FDA before it gets approved for use in the United States.
And don't let anything keep you from getting vaccinated. I get some texts here from people that are anti-vaxxers or whatever saying that, you know, you got a problem with this, problem with that. You would have heard about it, believe me, if there had been any problems with any of them. And I just would advise everybody to go get vaccinated so we can get through this. Thank you, Doctor. I know I wanted to talk to you about long haulers, too, and we ran out of time, but I hope you can come back, okay?
Absolutely, Tommy. Always good to talk with you.
Thank you, sir. Right back at you, Dr. Fred Lopez, professor and infectious diseases specialist.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.